You are going to listen to an interview about compulsive shopping. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 6 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Whether you love them or hate them, many of us spend a lot of time in shopping malls. The prospect of shopping doesn't bother Sophie Varin. In fact, she'd be happy to shop anytime, to the point that she's not sure her consuming behavior is entirely healthy. Sophie Varin shares her story.
I know I'm obsessed with shopping, but the question is, am I a shopaholic? Am I a victim of our consumer-oriented society? The technical term for what I'm suffering from is compulsive buyer syndrome, according to psychologist Dr. April Benson.
Compulsive buying is when someone spends so much time, energy, and/or money shopping and buying, or even thinking about shopping and buying, that it is impairing their life in a significant way.
That does apply to me. Being a busy 18-year-old, balancing college, swim team, and friends can make my life feel out of control. Shopping gives me a sense of order. So, yes, I do spend a lot of time thinking about and buying stuff. Turns out I'm not alone. Just ask my friends, Joy Morgan and Brandon McFarland.
I love shopping. Every time that I have money to spare, that's what I will do.
How often do you go shopping?
I probably go thrift shopping like at least once a week. It's almost like a way to pass the time. Have you ever bought something impulsively?
Of course. When I see something and I instantly want to have it, I buy it. There is something special about taking the tag off the new clothes and putting them on for the first time. I love that feeling.
I can totally relate. But I worry, maybe I'm not just having some fun. I'm needing a fix. Dr. Benson?
Needing a fix can occur in many high-risk situations, such as an event like a prom or people wanting to go to school with new clothes, either to have a change or just to make themselves feel better.
My high-risk situation? The new store in Ferris Street. Chandeliers hang from a gold ceiling, and there are racks and racks of dangerously cheap clothes. On a recent visit, I played back in my mind the 6 questions Dr. Benson suggests her patients ask themselves before making a purchase.
Why am I here? How do I feel? Do I need this? What if I wait? How will I pay for it? And where will I put it? And if you can answer these questions, it's probably not a compulsive purchase.
I tried Dr. Benson's technique in the dressing room. Okay, I have it on. It is kind of adorable. I guess now I'm going to think about Dr. Benson's questions. Do I need it? I don't want to ask myself that. The simple answer is no, I don't need it. But I really do want it. I bought it, and a lot of other things too. I asked Dr. Benson what type of person is most at risk of becoming a compulsive buyer. There are 2 factors. The first is what she calls large self-discrepancy.
There's a big difference between who we are and how we'd like to be or how we'd like to be seen.
The second factor is a materialistic value orientation.
Somebody for whom the acquisition of material goods is the central life goal. This has become quite typical for our consumer society, in which the individual uses buying as a compensation mechanism due to a feeling of emptiness or as an escape from unpleasant situations or negative feelings.
My worldview is not so narrow that I think material possessions are the only indicators of success, and I know that buying helps me to overcome certain feelings of inferiority or inconvenience. Like Dr. Benson says, you can never get enough of what you don't really need. So I've got to figure out what it is I do really need. And it's most probably not that adorable pair of shoes or yet another chiffon top.
Thank you, Sophie, for sharing your story. For NPR News, I'm Adam Carson. Whether you love them or hate them, many of us spend a lot of time in shopping malls. The prospect of shopping doesn't bother Sophie Varin. In fact, she'd be happy to shop anytime, to the point that she's not sure her consuming behavior is entirely healthy. Sophie Varin shares her story.
I know I'm obsessed with shopping, but the question is, am I a shopaholic? Am I a victim of our consumer-oriented society? The technical term for what I'm suffering from is compulsive buyer syndrome, according to psychologist Dr. April Benson.
Compulsive buying is when someone spends so much time, energy, and/or money shopping and buying, or even thinking about shopping and buying, that it is impairing their life in a significant way.
That does apply to me. Being a busy 18-year-old, balancing college, swim team, and friends can make my life feel out of control. Shopping gives me a sense of order. So, yes, I do spend a lot of time thinking about and buying stuff. Turns out I'm not alone. Just ask my friends, Joy Morgan and Brandon McFarland.
I love shopping. Every time that I have money to spare, that's what I will do.
How often do you go shopping?
I probably go thrift shopping like at least once a week. It's almost like a way to pass the time. Have you ever bought something impulsively?
Of course. When I see something and I instantly want to have it, I buy it. There is something special about taking the tag off the new clothes and putting them on for the first time. I love that feeling.
I can totally relate. But I worry, maybe I'm not just having some fun. I'm needing a fix. Dr. Benson?
Needing a fix can occur in many high-risk situations, such as an event like a prom or people wanting to go to school with new clothes, either to have a change or just to make themselves feel better.
My high-risk situation? The new store in Ferris Street. Chandeliers hang from a gold ceiling, and there are racks and racks of dangerously cheap clothes. On a recent visit, I played back in my mind the 6 questions Dr. Benson suggests her patients ask themselves before making a purchase.
Why am I here? How do I feel? Do I need this? What if I wait? How will I pay for it? And where will I put it? And if you can answer these questions, it's probably not a compulsive purchase.
I tried Dr. Benson's technique in the dressing room. Okay, I have it on. It is kind of adorable. I guess now I'm going to think about Dr. Benson's questions. Do I need it? I don't want to ask myself that. The simple answer is no, I don't need it. But I really do want it. I bought it, and a lot of other things too. I asked Dr. Benson what type of person is most at risk of becoming a compulsive buyer. There are 2 factors. The first is what she calls large self-discrepancy.
There's a big difference between who we are and how we'd like to be or how we'd like to be seen.
The second factor is a materialistic value orientation.
Somebody for whom the acquisition of material goods is the central life goal. This has become quite typical for our consumer society, in which the individual uses buying as a compensation mechanism due to a feeling of emptiness or as an escape from unpleasant situations or negative feelings.
My worldview is not so narrow that I think material possessions are the only indicators of success, and I know that buying helps me to overcome certain feelings of inferiority or inconvenience. Like Dr. Benson says, you can never get enough of what you don't really need. So I've got to figure out what it is I do really need. And it's most probably not that adorable pair of shoes or yet another chiffon top.
Thank you, Sophie, for sharing your story. For NPR News, I'm Adam Carson.